It is time for the list.
And with all the soccer sporting activities, it's all about, you know, snacks and enjoying the game while you're snacking on different things. So we thought about maybe putting together the list of our top five chips. Now, what I always say is that anything you can eat with a sandwich, I consider a chip. So now some of these, and I know one of these especially may be considered, quote unquote, a snack, but I eat it with a sandwich, so I call it a chip. So I'll go first, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, I'm curious. So would you consider a Funyun a chip?
I do. Okay. But I think a lot of people may not. They may consider that a snack, but I'll eat a Funyun with a sandwich, so I consider it a chip.
Okay.
I think me and Rich Phillips had this talk because, you know, corn chip or potato chip, I just say if I can eat it with a sandwich, I call it a chip. But I know I'll mention one that you'll say, okay, maybe that's not quote-unquote a chip, but I eat them with a sandwich. All right, my five is pretty simple. It's the Doritos Cool Ranch. I'd say it's classic. I don't know when it was invented, but it's so delicious.
I'd say it's classic.
I love the Cool Ranch. I love eating that with like a turkey sandwich with cheese. You put the Cool Ranch in there and mix it together. I think it's awesome. Now, at four is the reason why I made the stop on the way up here to Choctaw, because this was the first place that I'd ever had the Bugles Hidden Valley Ranch.
I didn't even know the thing that existed.
Bugles are...
Did you put them on your fingers and eat them off like that?
No, I didn't. Bugles are delicious to begin with.
Man, but you gotta do the witch fingers. It doesn't count if you don't do witch fingers.
They have a Hidden Valley Ranch flavor that is... Usually if I see them, I buy like two or three bags at a time because I don't know when I'm going to see them.
Really?
Again. Yes.
I've never heard
they
of that.
They are
before.
Delicious.
Okay.
Bugles Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch Bugles.
Yeah.
You think all the people that love the ranch that come over here for the World Cup are just buying all those out?
Man, I don't know. But they can definitely take those back in their checked luggage on the flight. So they can get away with it then. At three, I have the Jalapeno Cheddar Cheetos.
I don't know that I've ever had those.
Oh, those are something special.
Yeah, Cheetos are pretty solid.
Yeah, Cheetos to begin with, just the regular flavor is fine. I'm not the
crunchy?
Hot Cheeto, bro. I can't do the flaming hot
Cheetos.
Flaming? I'm out.
You go crunchy or puffy?
Crunchy.
Yeah, yeah. I like.
I don't know. I don't handle the puffy too
yeah,
too
the
well.
Crunchy is really good.
Yeah.
I haven't had Cheetos in years.
That's the way to go. Is the crunchy? But if they do like special shapes like X's and O's or something, I like those too.
Okay, now I guess I don't look into those, but I probably would be into those also. But crunchy is where it's at, and jalapeno cheddar for Cheetos is definitely where it's at. At two is another Doritos flavor, and it's salsa verde. The green bag.
I've had those before.
Ooh, man. I'll push you down to give me some salsa verde Doritos.
Okay.
They are spectacular. And at number one, it's just been the classic for so long. I just don't know what you can do to get on top of my chips list because this one will forever be my goat, and it's Ruffles sour cream and onion. It's classic, man. It just can't be beat. It cannot be defeated. If you had all those lined up in front of me, that's the first one I'm going to grab, and I'm going to just I'll forever have them at my number one spot. They're the Randall Cunningham of chips.
The Randall Cunningham of chips.
You ever roll with the cheddar sour cream and onion?
Those are okay.
See, I'm just a big fan of the cheddar.
Just nothing can beat just the regular Ruffles sour cream and onion.
Okay.
Delicious.
That's a solid chip list.
Thank you.
My top five is probably a little... So I tried to throw some stuff that I used to eat on here. Because the chips that I eat now, I don't eat normal chips, I guess.
So what chips do you consume now?
Well, those are on the list because I actually love them.
Okay.
So I I'm not going to be some chip Gestapo guy, you know, but the chips that I buy that I have at the house are a different...
They're more healthier versions of chips.
They're all avocado oil chips
Okay.
that are made a certain way. But, like, number five on my list, because I remember when I first had these as a little kid, and I was like, okay, yeah, these are legit, and that's the Doritos Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
Because you always, like, nacho cheese is great, but the Cool Ranch, man, when they put that out there, you're like, what is this?
It took it to a level that I didn't know could be eclipsed.
Right.
So good.
And then, so that's my number five. How many I put on here?
I don't know.
So now I'm trying to balance, like, what do I eat now versus what I always like to eat? But I threw that on there to make sure that, hey, I get it, okay? I understand the chip thing, but the rest of them are chips I eat now, which I do actually like, and I will down a bag of these, man. But there's a brand out there called Lesser Evil, which is all organic ingredients that's cooked in avocado oil, and they have their version of Funyuns, and they're called Moonyuns, and they do a spicy on the Moonyuns that's made with red pepper flakes and jalapeno, and man, those are good. So that's my number four. Number three for me is another brand that's like that uses avocado oil, and it's called Good Crisp. It's the Good Crisp company, and they do their version of like Pringles. And I, in my pantry right now, and every time I go to the store, I get a can of these. They're the sour cream potato crisps, and I love them.
If they're like Pringles, then that's right. Solid, because Pringles is a solid chip.
Yes, and they're very, very good. And then there's another brand out of Austin called Siete, and they do a lot of the healthy oil chips with organic ingredients. And I buy a lot of their stuff. Like, they do almond flour tortillas and things like that that are really, really good, or cassava seed flour and all that. Anyway, they do – I like to make nachos at the house sometimes, and they do a tortilla chip, a blue corn, and it's blue maize for them, and it's the Siete blue maize – chips, which are really, really good. But man, Siete has a chip that I highly enjoy, and that is their spicy dill pickle chips, and they're fantastic. And you can eat those like with a burger or a sandwich like you're talking about. And again, I get it. I mean, they're not for everybody, and I'm sure some people are like, oh, those don't taste as good, but they're cleaner and they're made with a healthier oil for you, and so they cost a little bit more, but I like them a lot, and that's kind of the way that I eat, generally speaking. But I'm a big fan of those, and that's become my number one, because you get a little heat and the dill pickle isn't overwhelming, but you get a little bit of it on there, so I like those quite a bit. And I have those in my pantry right now as well, so that's been kind of my go-to the last probably 3 or 4 years, has become those potato crisps and those dill pickle chips.
Hey, you make me seem like a fatty.
No, not at all. It's just a different way.
Just going with
I always tell people, enjoy what you enjoy, man.
I just have all
do what
the,
you want to do.
All the crumbs on my legs and
no,
licking the fingers and everything.
I'm just telling you, those are the ones that I have gotten into in the last couple of years.
I'm going to look into the Good Crisps, though.
They're really good.
Because I do enjoy Pringle.
Yeah, and they do have, and they I have just, different flavors.
I just, even if I'm going with the Pringle, I will just kind of go with just the regular ones, the ones in the red can. I don't need the flavored on the Pringles.
Yeah, and they have that version as well, and they have a salt and vinegar version, which I like quite a bit, so... Yeah, they're delicious. I think they're fantastic.